Now, when we think of driver's licensing, we think of the circuit clerk's office because that's where we get our driver's license made. But Field said it's actually a function of Kentucky's transportation cabinet.
The transportation cabinet has always been the keeper of the records and been the holder of the rights of driver's license. They, and between them and the Kentucky State Police, you have the right to drive.
Beginning on May 3rd of 2023, a real ID will be required to board a plane, enter a federal government building, or military base. Field says many people may think they don't need a real ID, but things can happen, and getting a real ID won't be as quick as running down to the clerk's office. Now, she says it's not a painful process. Actually, many of the documents are the same as those required for a standard driver's license.
You would need your Social Security card, your birth certificate. Women would need, if they're married, a document bridging the difference of names between their birth certificate. So they would need their marriage certificate. Proof of address, which your driver's license could be your proof of address if you haven't changed that. But if you're wanting to change your address on your driver's license as well, you would need two pieces of mail, bills, leases, deeds, that has your name and that address on it in order to get it.
The state transportation cabinet says that although there will be travel and access restrictions on the enforcement date, real ID cards are optional and citizens do not have to obtain one before the deadline. Other federally approved documents like a valid passport or passport card are still accepted for air travel and military base entry. The state transportation cabinet is opening driver's licensing regional offices to make the new card versions available to save time and avoid repeat trips when applying for a real ID. You're urged to prepare now. You can go online to drive.ky.gov to find out more. Now, Field says that while these regional offices will be a change, they will have staff solely dedicated to the issuance of driver's licenses. She adds you can make an appointment at any regional office. As a matter of fact, she had her real ID made in Frankfurt.
And so I just thought, well, I'm going to get my ID that day. So I made my appointment, went in, took my documents. Easiest process. So people can plan a little bit better.
There are about 20 regional offices as of now, with the goal of 30 to 35 by 2023. Now, Fields encourages everyone to check your driver's license to ensure they're not expired every year on your birthday. You have 30 days from then to renew. Again, for more information on the Real ID, you can go online to drive.ky.gov. With WCLU Local News, I'm Angela Briggs.